وقضى ربك ألا تعبدوا إلا إياه وبالوالدين إحسانا.
Your Lord has decreed that you shall not worship anyone except Him, and He has enjoined kindness to parents.
For humanity.
سيد عبد الله الموسوي.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Brothers and sisters, dear listeners, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, and welcome to IRIB English Radio, and you are listening to the program For Humanity. We are looking at humanity through Ashura and the uprising and revolution of Imam al-Hussein alayhi al-salam. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, when he refused to give bay'ah to Yazid, obviously the only option was for Yazid is to get rid of Imam al-Hussein in any possible way, even if it means killing him. And Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, when he understood that Yazid will stop at nothing, he took his family and he left Medina, obviously to Mecca, from Mecca to Iraq, to Karbala. Now, this itself, a message for humanity in terms of human rights. We said in the previous episode that me and you, our job and our role is to reject and stop against and defy any system, any taghuti system, any oppressive system, when they try to make me a new part of it. We need to stand firm and say no. Sometimes saying no is not an option as well. People on these systems will not accept no for an answer. They want complete submission, which means you have to take measures yourself to make sure you do not become part or supporter of these taghuti systems, these oppressive systems that takes the rights of people, just like Imam Hussein alayhi salam did. And the first option that we have is to speak our minds. If we find out that speaking our minds will get us in Guantanamo Bay or get us into prison or at least under house arrest, as happens to many Muslims around the world in these oppressive systems, then sometimes the only option is to leave, because I and you do not want to take part in shedding the blood of innocent people or taking the rights of innocent people that will be done by these systems that we support. Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, he moved from Medina. He said, okay, I can't be in Medina, because if I have to be there, I have to give my allegiance, but I can move. I can take my family and change my direction, go somewhere else. And he did. And he did that for the sake of what? For his own sake? He could have been saved. He could have not even give allegiance and say, well, look, I'm not going to give allegiance and I'm just going to mind my own business. He could have done that and he could have been saved. But he refused. He had to make a statement to the world that I need to make sure that everyone lives a happy, dignified life, and I will not allow people like Yazid to take charge. Me and you, we have to make the exact same move. So if you find yourself stuck in a taghuti system, in an oppressive system, and you're not giving them your allegiance, But sometimes you're staying there, working for them, and paying their taxes, doing everything by the book, abiding by the laws, respecting the laws even. Because now in many parts of the world where LGBT became part of the law, you had to respect all the LGBT members. Obviously, that's itself is a disaster. So having to respect it is a form of agreeing with it. So how do you deal with this case? Well, obviously, you need to leave. Let us take a short break and then we will continue this discussion.
Dear listeners, you're listening to the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. You can send us your emails, comments, and questions at englishradio@irib.ir.
Welcome back, brothers and sisters, and you're listening to the program for humanity. Just before the break, we were saying that Imam Hussein left Medina to Mecca to Iraq because he did not want to participate or take part of the new regime and the new system led by Yazid. Me and you, sometimes we have to make the same move. And most people that I've spoken to who live in the Western countries and live in oppressive systems, when I say to them, well, you need to move because you staying there is a form of supporting it. You migrating to it is a form of supporting it. If you're a doctor there, if you're an engineer there, or if you're a teacher there, it's a form of support whether you like it or not. I'm not going to sugarcoat it for you. So you need to move. And most people say, well, I don't have money. I don't have the finances. I don't have this. I don't have that to move. Well, look at Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Did he have anything when he left? No, he just took his wife and his children and his kids and he just moved. With nothing, he left everything behind for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and for the sake of mankind. He left everything behind. Now, which is more pure? My blood, your blood, or the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and the blood of his children and the blood of his companions? Obviously, you will say, well, it's their blood. Then how come Imam Hussein alayhi salam, he gave his blood and the blood of his family so cheap for the sake of Islam without complaining, without saying what if, without saying why, without saying anything? He just moved. And he knew the consequences of his action. He knew he will be slaughtered. He himself said, I can see that my body parts being torn apart by the wolves of the desert between Asqalan and Karbala. He told us that before he moved. He knew he was going to get killed. But he said, I'd rather die with my dignity and save myself and save those around me and my family and their dignity and their rights, rather than live under an oppressive system. So me and you, because we love this world so much, we come up with excuses. Oh, I don't have the money. Oh, what if it's not safe for me there? Oh, what about my children? What about the education of my children? These countries are backwards. These are this. No, I would rather stay here. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala understand. I'm not doing anything haram. I'm praying. I'm fasting. We're constantly justifying our actions just so we could stay under these oppressive systems. And because these oppressive systems, they have decorated themselves with human rights and justice and what have you, and they seem to be free countries and countries that take care of you, but they're not. It's just a decoration. It's just, as the Quran calls it, zina. Right? الشيطان زين لهم أعمالهم. He beautified their actions for them. But is it really true? It's not. Why is it not true? Because the same people that we live under their systems, they are the ones who are killing us and killing Muslims and depriving Muslims of every right that they have. So me and you, we have to make the sacrifice for human rights, just like Imam Hussein did, at whatever cost it might come with. Thank you for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa alihi.